learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting 7 lines on the bottom, Daf Hey Amud Beis. Bahedya boyu lasui gita. Bahedya wanted to bring a get. Osa kameda Rav Achi, Daf Mamuna agiti. He came in front of Rav Achi, that was a Muna on get. Omalei, he was the Muna on get. Rashi explains that since Kol She'eni Yedei Abtiv Gittin V'Kedushin, anyone who doesn't know about Gittin V'Kedushin is not allowed to be busy with a get. Therefore, they had appointed people in every city who were in charge of Gittin. So Rav Achi was in charge of Gittin. And they came to him, Ahedi came to him and said, you know, what should I do? Amalei, Tzarkat Alamayt Akol Ois V'Ois. You have, when the get is being written, you have to watch every single ois. And therefore, you could say, V'Fani Nichta, V'Fani Nechtam. Also came to Rav Ami Rasi. He came to Rav Rasi. Amalei, Lo Yitzriches. You don't have to sit there and watch every ois. V'chit Hema, Eved L'Chumra. He tell me, you want to do a Chumra? Nimzat the Moiti Laz, I'll get them in Shainim. Comes out being Moiti Laz in the first Gittin. So, what do you have to do? So, Rashi says, El Bashita Achas, all you need is one line. You have to only watch one line and see that was done Lashma, or that was written, and that's enough to say, Fine Nechtav, you can assume the rest was written correctly, or if you rub it, Fine Nechtav, just shouldn't get mixed up with the other Kiyim, that it was written, you saw it being written, the one line is enough. And we'll elaborate that in a second. So here we have, Rav Achi said you need the whole heavy ois. But Lamaisa, Rav Amin Vashi says, no, that's not the minig. All you need is one shita, one line. And the Gemara says for the same idea. Rav Bachana, Aisi Gito, he brought a get. Palge Echtav Kameh, one half was written in front of him. The other half is not written in front of him. Also Kameh, Rav Lazar, Amalei, Afilo Kosov Boy, Yalav Shita Achas Lashma, even if you only write one line Lashma, Shuvay in Tzarek, you don't need any more. What does it mean, Shita Achas Lashma? So Taisa says, bottom Taisa, say, Pirishle Ra Ela Shita Rishaina, the Mestam Masayim Lashma. Even for the first line that was written Lashma, you can assume the rest is written Lashma. Others, Rashi, Dapt Hezvav, is Mashma, Shita Achas means the main Shita, the main line, which has the name of the Isha and the name of the Ish, and the Shem Iroi, that line has to be written Lashma, and you have to know about that. The rest is fine, because the Ikka is that line. But in any case, our Gemara here says that you had to watch one line Lashma. It sounds like we passing like Rabbah, the funny Nichtav has to be Lashma. So that's what the Ran starts off. The Ran says, Le Rabbah Asya. Pashas our Gemara is going with the Rabbah. Ke Pashtay, the Chayis, Lashem, Bekin, Lashma. Umekan Samach Arrived, Zokta Ran. Mekan Samach Arrived, Zalgankin, Lifsek, Rabbah. Umiyu, Zokta Ran, Le Rabbah, Nami, Matar, Tashapit. You can learn the Gemara even for Rabbah. That doesn't really mean Lashma. The Hakkam, I feel like Kosu, a fun of Allah, Isa Shita, Shatricha, Lashma, and Atira. The Hainu, Shmoy, Vishma, Varea, Matar, Shaladam, Shuv, Ain, Tsarach, Lamoid, Al Shara, Get. By the way, it sounds like the word is Shmoy, Vishma, and Harei, Matar, Shaladam. But he's saying, all you need is that line to watch, and not they need Lashma. You need the line that needs Lashma, you have to watch the line, not they need Lashma, Dafka. That's a Rabbah with Haich, this Gemara. That if you see this Rav, obviously Rav is not touching Gemara, but if you see this Rav, you touch Gemara, it means anybody only saw that line that needs a Shema, that's enough to say Fani Nechta. That's the Ran answer, it's not a Rai who passed like Rav. Rav Ashi Yomar, I feel a Khan, on top of the Havav Mav, I feel a Khan, Komas of a Kamagilta is enough, which Rashi has two pshat. The Rashi second pshat is, even if you hear him, the writing, like the scratching and the writing on the cloth, that you hear that, that's enough. And you hear him doing that Lashma, that's enough. That you hear that in Lashma, you can assume the rest is done Lashma. Even if you don't actually see the Ksiva, you just hear the kankan's lesson of click click, that when you're writing on the cloth, when the kulmus, which is the feather, hits the cloth, it makes a certain noise, that's enough. You hear that Lashma, that's enough. Tanyakov said to Rav Ashi, you have a riot to Rav Ashi. Maybe get him Dina Siyam, you bring him Dina Siyam, feel who vayis, Kasef Baliyah. Even if the Shliach is in the house, and the first floor, and the sofer is on the second floor, or the opposite, Hu Baliyah, the sofer is on the second floor, with sofer Bayis, and the sofer is on the first floor. I feel Nichnas V'Yitzikol Yevkula, even if he goes in and out the whole day, kosher, it's kosher. Now the Gemara analyzes the Bayis. So Hu Baliyah, sofer Baliyah, like a chosher, he's not seeing it. How can he say funny Nichtav? Elav, going, Ushama, Kan Kumus of a Kamagilta. Must be, he's hearing the sound of the kulmus of the feather and the sound of the cloth, that's sufficient to say b'fani nechtav. So here from this price, it's a raya to Rav Ashi. Amar, I want to explain this price a little better. There's a line there in the price that filling nichnas v'yitzikol yom kula is kosher. Now, man, who we're talking about? Liam shliach. If we're talking about the shliach, and we're saying the shliach goes into the sefer, out of the sefer, back and forth, that's enough. Of course, it's enough. Even hashtahu b'bayis v'sefer He never even saw anything. Armat kosher nichas very. So he sees part of it. Mabayi, you have to tell me. So that's not a chiddush. If you're telling me that the shliach standing on a different floor, it's enough. Imagine if he goes in and out. For sure, it's better. And Tosfos explains that the assumption was that nichnas v'yotze was going into the room where the sefer was, not nichnas v'yotze into the other floor. But like upon him, so that's a pashut. Ella, you know what the chiddush is? Ella sefer. The sefer is walking in and out. So what's the problem with that pshita? So nichnas v'yotze nifslina, because the sefer is walking in and out, it should become pasul. The sefer, middle right in the get, went out to the shuk, and he came back. Maybe he found someone else, and that person told him to write a get. So now he's writing a get for someone else. No, we're not chosh for that. Even if the sefer walks out of the middle, we're not choshish for a problem l'shma. Akaponim, so ad kan, the Gemara, that's before you, that the sefer funny nichtav, you don't have to actually watch the whole ksivas haget. It's enough if you watch part of the get, or if you hear kan kumasa, that's enough. As long as you know that it was written, the get was written, or was written l'shma, according to Rabba, that is enough to say, funny nichtav, even if you don't actually watch the whole entire ksivas haget, that's enough. But of course, the Rishonim speak out that the chasima, you have to watch the entire chasima. You can't assume any chasima. Chasima, if you see the two edim signing it, that's the only way you can say b'fani nechtam. That's pashtut. To say kiyum shtaros or to say b'fani nechtam, you have to actually see the edim signing it, and it's not enough just to hear a kan. Zog tegum aravait. Itma. Bavel, Rav Amar keretz Yisrael legitin, v'shmul amar kuchutz laretz. What's the status of Bavel regarding b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? And Rashi and Tosfos says it's called like that. It says we're talking about in Bavel alone. You're going from jurisdiction to jurisdiction in Bavel, from one place to another place, that are not the two different cities, and you have to say Fani Nichtav or not. So Rav Amar keretz Yisrael legitin, but Shmuel Amar kechutz laretz. Shmuel says like chutz laretz. Rav says you don't have to say, and Shmuel says you do have to say. So Leim Bavel Hakamifiki. Let's say this is the machlekes. The Marasov of Vishem Bikin Lishma. One man the Amar says the reason why you say Fani Nichtav is because. And the Hanigmiri and in Bavel, since they had Laat Mi Decham there from the first Beis Hamikdash, so therefore they're Gemiri. Omar Sovar, Lefisha ain't Edim and Tzun Lekaimo. Behind Naim and here also, two different cities, so it's not Shir Lekaimo. And he has to be on Machlaikas. Rav says, Keret Shal Gitin, because he holds the Indian is Lishma, and Gitin, and then Bavel is like Eret Shal, Gabi Lishma, they learn it there. And Shmuel says, no, Kechus Lars, because the Mai says, ain't Edim and Tzun Lekaimo. So that's the Machlekes. Is
that talking
about
bringing it from,
let's say, Lakewood? No, in Bavel alone, because Lakewood Bavel for sure needs it, because Medina Siyam needs. Maybe Medina Siyam means you need it. Anyway, Medina Siyam. Medina Siyam you need. So it's talking about in Bavel. So here we have Machlekes. So made this to be a Machlekes. Fish Emi Kin Lashma, or maybe it's a Kaima. So that's my pastor question. But Tisbara, I'm sure I was thinking this question. Tisbara, but Rabba Islay the Rava. We said Rabba holds of Rava. So Rabba holds the reason of Mitzvah Kaima. So even if you Rabba, good, they are Gemiri over here, so they don't have a problem with Shma. But what happened to the problem of any of the Mitzvah Kaima? The Kulam is you should need a fine Nechtav. Also, then that's then any of the Mitzvah Kaima. Everyone agrees to that. So it can't be the Pshat. Hello, Dr. Gemara, the Kuliyama bin al Kaima. Everyone agrees they need a Kiyam. So what's the Machlekes? Rav Savar, Kiyam Dika Mesifta, Mishkach Shichi. Since there are Mesifta here, it's Shkiach. Kiyam Dika Mesifta in both places, Mishkach Shichi. Since there's a Yeshiva Kvua and Surah, like Rashi says, and one in Ardai. So you're right, it's two different places, and there's no Shiyaris Matsuyas. But there were a certain type of people went back and forth. It was the Yeshiva Bakram. The Yeshiva Bakram, when Yeshiva Yinglai and Talmidim went from Surah to Nardoi. They went back and forth. So that caused a certain amount of traffic. So Rav says, that's enough for Kiyam Shtaros. V'Shmuel Savar, no, Masifta B'Gesar 3D. You can't count them as Shiyaros B'Tzuyas because they're busy learning and they don't know Chasimus. They don't recognize Chasimus. Therefore, that doesn't count. And like Taisha speaks out, that what about in the same Medina? In the same Medina, you're going to say they're also according. You're going to have to say b'fani nechtav according to Shmuel. So says so. Tais says no, because that's not worse than a regular city in Medina Siyam. And what he means to say is there's other people there. That one city there is shiaris b'tzuyos between everyone. Here it's two different cities. The only shiaris b'tzuyos was only the Talmidim, like Rashi's Talmidim. So then we have machlokes over here. Rav Shmuel, if they are bakiim im chasimus, Rav says lemaisa that they're going back and forth, they'll be bakiim. Shmuel says no, that they're busy with the learning and they don't recognize any chasimus. Itma nami, Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Huna. So Rashi says itma nami time shem shchichim seftehu, and that's the reason. That's the beer here. Itma nami Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Huna. Asinu atzmenu bebavel keretz shol gitin. We are in Bavel, like Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Gittin, Michi also Rav the Bavel. After Rav came to Bavel, that's what happened. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns Michi also Rav the Bavel, Kava Yeshiva Besura, and Shmuel was in Ardoi. So now we have people going back and forth. But until then, even though they were Gemiri, like it says, Vacheresh Vamasker Imoi, that already when they went into Golis, already the Tamid Chacham went with them. But still, that was not enough. Until Rav came to Bavel, that's what Rashi learns. Until Rav came to Bavel, it was not like Eretz Yisrael, because only after Rav came to Bavel, it was two yeshivas where people going back and forth. Therefore, it's called Shiaris Mitzuyas. So that's what the Gemara says. Masa Rav Yirmiyam, Rav Yehuda Aimer, and our Mishnah says, Mirekem Lemizrach. When Mishnah goes through the borders of Eretz Yisrael regarding it, and it says, Rekem to the east, Mirekem Kemizrach. And Rekem has din like the east, which means Lai has din like Chosnarts. Ma'ashkeloin Ludar. In the south is Ashkelon, Ashkelon Gedarm, Ashkelon is in Gedarm. Ma'akoy Letzafon, Ma'akoy to the north, Ma'akoy is Ketzafon. Vekting Amar Kasha, Vabavel Tzvon Eretz Yisrael, Bavel was north of Eretz Yisrael, Kaima. The Chsiv, how do we know it's north? Chsiv, Yema Hashem Alayim, Mitzafon Tipotach Ara, Tiposach Ara, that from the Tzafon will start the Ra, which was talking about the Gaul's Bavel. Vitnan also, Rameo, Yema Akoy, Keretz Yisrael, Gittin. And even Rameh, who says Akkad Eretz Yisrael Gittin, is Vafil Rameh, Lekam Ela Ba'akkad, the Makarav, only Akkad that was close by. Ava Bavel, the Mechaka, Loi. But Bavel is far away, no. So the question like this, the question is, how can you say that Bavel is a din of Eretz Yisrael? Legittin, the Mishnah is the first night. Mishnah says Akkad is the border itself and Akkad is like itself. And even Rameh, who says that Akkad is like Eretz Yisrael Legittin, it's only Akkad, which is much closer. But Bavel, no Havamina. So Chor, it's a Pella. So here you see from Mishnah, not like that. So my answer is, we're not discussing Bavel. Bavel was Yedua, that was not a problem, and we're not talking about Bavel, we're not discussing Bavel, we're everywhere else. That is our Gemara. Now, what's the Pella? The Gemara is a Kasha of Yirmiyah from our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah was written before Rav. Rav is Amira, maybe Rav Tana Balag, but Rav is Amira. He's not part of the Mishnah. So what's Shver? We just finished saying, according to Rashi, that when is Bava like Eretz Yisrael Gittin? Michi Asa Rav LeBava would open his yeshiva. This is before that. This is the Mishnah's water. What do you want from the Mishnah? Bama's a Pella. Tosis only asked for Im Taimat, so I could talk about it. But Tosis asks his Kasha. Tosis, Dir Masel Michi Asa Rav LeBava. Tosis says, V'kasha, the Im came, my park mastisim, the Akal Tzafish, this is Karim Shavar Rav LeBava. And because of this Kasha, he argues, Tosis argues on Pshat, Mechi Asa Rav LeBavel. Then when it says in the Gemara before, Mechi Asa Rav LeBavel, what it means is that Mechi Asa Rav LeBavel, he taught us that Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael Gittin from before, from the times of Acharosh Vahamasker. That's what he's saying. He taught us that halacha, but not Mechi Asa Rav LeBavel. Because there's Kasha, he argues in it. You have to know what the Teretz of Rashi is, Ayin Tosis Rosh, which has a little bit of a mahalach. Akaponim, that is our din over here, we're saying Lebarim Bavel. Ad Heichon he Bavel. Until where is Bavel, we have to know how what's called Bavel regarding Fanech Fanechtam, because at a Bavel you have to say, because that's Chutz
L'Aretz. Why can't you just answer that?
Yeah.
In Bavel in itself.
Right.
If you come to Bavel to itself.
No, we're talking Bavel itself. Talking in Bavel itself. Don't never discuss in Bavel to itself. Bavel itself.
I understand.
Yeah.
What's the
border of Eretz Yisrael? Right. No, it's Masva. That's the only place that's called Eretz Yisrael. There's this. No other place called Eretz Yisrael. I know you're saying the border, but there's no other place called Eretz Yisrael. Every other place is Vayanech Nerevtam. Any other place. It means this is the only place, Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say if you bring it there. It says all the halacha. The Mishnah says other cases. Maybe Medina Siam also, Medina Ladina. Mishnah goes to all cases, all different cases, saying what is Eretz Yisrael? It's the only place Eretz Yisrael is this, not Bava. Bava doesn't have dinner of Eretz Yisrael. Look at them. That was the kasha. And where's Eretz Yisrael? Levar and Bava, like you're saying, Levar and Bava, besides of Bava. Ad Heichani Bava, until where is Bava? Amra Papa, Kibachlekis Yuchsin, Kachlekis Gittin. There's a Machlekis in Mesechta's Kedushin and Perkasar Yuchsin. There's a Machlekis there, how, which part is called Bava, and that's regarding Yuchsin, because Bava is considered better Yuchsin than Eretz Yisrael. So there's a Machlekis, the same Machlekis there, the Machlekis here. Rav Yosef says no. Here's what Machlekes Yuchsin. Av the Gittin, Divrei Hakoyel, Ad Arba Tanyana de Gishra. Until the second swamp after the famous bridge in Babel. After the famous bridge, and there's two swamps next to that, the second swamp, that's how far it goes. That means the Iker Yishuv of Babel was between the two rivers, the Pros and the Diglas, the Euphrates, and the other one, I'm not sure what it's called in English, but between those two, those two rivers, that's where Babel was situated. And here we're going told this second swamp, that's where Babel is. Rav Chista Matrich Maktisvoin Lebe Ardashir. Toysis learns that Ardashir was in Babel and that Tisvoin was not from Babel. It wasn't from Babel. It was really from country to country. So Rav Chista said, Maktisvoin Lebe Ardashir, you need to find Nechtav. But Maktisvoin is not from Babel. Going to Babel, you have to say, but from Ardashir Laktisvoin, you don't need. You don't need to say before Nechtav. Agav, Tais says, Akasha, why don't we say, Yegoyze Moilich Otumevi in this case? So he's saying that the whole idea of Moilich Otumevi is only in the Havamina where Rabbah did not hold a Rabbah. But Maskona, that Rabbah holds a Rabbah, we never have the idea called Xeri Moilich Otumevi. So here, Rav Chitza says, from Aktisvain to Be Ardashir, from Aktisvain to a place called Be Ardashir in Babel, you have to say, Be Ardashir like this for Loitz Matrach. So what's the Pshat? It sounds very much like he holds everything telling Lashma. Therefore, he says, when you bring it from the Chutzlars place to Bay Arish, which is Babel, then you have to say, because that's Embekin Lashma. Bay Arish, you like Tisvoin, Loy Machich. Why? Because you're coming from Babel to Chutzlars. So that's why you don't have to say, because you're coming from Babel that everyone knows Lashma. That's what it sounds like. Fray Tigamara, but Tisvah, Rabbah is the Rabbah. Rabbah holds a Rabbah. So you have to worry about Shiaris Mitzuyas. So there's no Shiaris Mitzuyas. There are two different countries here. So what's going on over here? Why one way yeah, one way not? El Dekulam Amabin El Kaima. You need Kiyim. So what's the Machlaikas over here? What's the not Machlaikas? What's the Chilik? What's the difference between going from this way to that way, from that way to this way? Vahani, Kiyim the Az Loshuka. In Aktisvayim, which is out of Bava, was a huge shuk. And everyone from Be'ar Adish used to go there. So Vahani, Kiyim the Az Loshuka Lahasam, Hanech Yadeh Bechasim Es Yada. The Hani. So therefore, the people in Aktisvoin know all the signatures of people in Bay Adisha. Why? Because Bay Adisha go buy Schaira there, they leave their stories there because they owe money, they pick up the Schaira and they owe money, and they come back and pay back when they sell it. So everyone in Aktisvoin knows exactly the signatures of people in Bay Adisha. So there's a lot of people that know the signatures. Mashenka, the other way, the people of Bay Adisha don't know Aktisvoin, because why? When they come, they go for business. My time was Shukaya 3D. They're busy with business. And therefore, they don't know the signatures of the people of Aktisvain. It's different, very geschmack. If you go from Aktisvain to Be Ardashir, you need, because no one knows Aktisvain's signatures. But Be Ardashir like Tisvain, you don't need. Why not? Because everyone at Tisvain recognizes the signature of Be Ardashir. Why? Because the Be Ardashir people come all the time, and they buy Schreira there, and they leave their stars there. So therefore, the signatures are very recognizable over there. Rabba Avua, Matzich Me'arsa La'arsa. Rabba Avua required, even in Babel, in a certain place above, we'll see which place, that even from one side of the street to the other side of the street, is matzrich fani nechta fani nechtam. Rav Sheshe matzrich v'shchuna v'shchuna. Even on the same side of the street, for one complex to another complex, he said you have to say fani nechtam. V'rava matzrich v'oysa v'shchuna, even the same complex, the shchuna, by the way, is three houses. V'rava matzrich v'oysa v'shchuna means next door neighbor, he required fani nechtam. What's the pshat? And there's definitely Eidim Tzumah Kaimai house to house. What's going on over here? And the Gemara Shem Nechuzah the Naidi. Bnei Mechuzah, they were very, very big businessmen, and they never stayed in one place for too long. They never stayed in the house too long. They never were home. And therefore, they never makir a chasim as b'neim. It was like some people live in the city. You don't lav dafka know your neighbor. They always are moving around. They lav dafka know your neighbor. They didn't know each other, and therefore there's no chasimis. Zok the bottom taisis. You always have to say funny nichtav, even though we pass like Rava. He says, everyone moves around. No one really knows everyone's signatures. That's what he says. And therefore he says that the Rebbeinu Tam said, everyone has to say funny nichtav. Okay, we'll stop. Okay, go to the next recording.